I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lundabot. We're back, 7:05 on March the 5th.
Wow.
It's Cinco de Marcho. Another excuse to have a shot of tequila today, huh, Bad Bob? Yeah, right. Just is that why you have that margarita in your hand? I think it's May, you little devil, you. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get into our chat room, even though I can't.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Just Bob broke it.
Oh, come on.
He did. He came in and he broke
Well, anyway,
it.
Great to hear from you this morning. Currently 42 degrees. We're going to be looking at a beautiful day. Chance of rain today with 30%. Temperatures getting to about 68. Bear with us as we get back into our seats. Thank you so much, John Dixon, on Friday for sitting in for us. We have lots of stories to share with you.
I understand there was a little exciting on Friday. So we'll
talk about that in a second. Tonight we're going to have a 60% of rain. Temperatures around 42 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Now we wanted to share with you where we were on Thursday. We were down in Danville at the Blackhawk Car Museum where they were doing the Ducks Unlimited 75th anniversary, and they were having the fundraiser inside of the museum, which was very first class, unbelievable.
Yeah, they we were able to see. And of course, we were down there because they had asked Linda to sing the national anthem for the introduction of it. And it wasn't we've never been down there, of course. And the Blackhawk Auto Museum had literally one of a kind automobiles there, or automobiles that belonged to very famous people at one time. And when you look at them, at the cost of them when they were built, like in the 20s during the Great Depression, Fatty Arbuckle, who was a silent screen star back then, and eventually ended his career in disgrace and turmoil, but he bought a car, a Cadillac, had it built. And for the price back then in the 20s, for $45,000 for this car, and it got 4 miles to the gallon, and they had cars there that the outside, the exterior of it, instead of being metal, were wood. It was just a phenomenal museum. I mean, and all you car buffs, if you have, I'm sure the car buffs have been down there to see it, but wow.
Well, I want to talk more about Ducks Unlimited.
Well, yeah, but that's where it was at. And the Ducks Unlimited, though, had their 75th anniversary birthday celebration.
Absolutely.
For California there. And it was an auction, a silent auction, and a dinner.
Well, let's talk about we're madly in love with what Ducks Unlimited does. Okay, you might think it's not just about hunting ducks.
It's not about shooting ducks.
You know, there's a
That's
big purpose. 12 million acres of restored and protected habitat since 1937 has spent more than $99 million in wetlands conserving their projects and more than 713,000 acres. Let's just say that many of the people that were there were investing in the future so that their children and their grandchildren. And we have to congratulate the state for the state, because people were calling from all over. They had people that were there that were representing, let's say, organizations.
California waterfowl, just everything.
Absolutely, but they also were handling people's trusts that were looking to donate big pieces of, you know, of their estate, their money of their estate, to the conservation project.
And
they
that's
raised
what it
over
is, the conversation.
$1 million in one night.
$1.2 million. In fact,
So we're very happy to see that go into.
It was amazing.
A conservation project.
Amazing.
All right. So now, speaking of conserving and what you're going to do about your funds, and you want to be heads up on it, let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, who is going to give us our Wells Fargo moment, our minute. What's happening?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points at this time at 12,964. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is down 2 at 1366, and the NASDAQ is down 4 at 2972. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 2 cents at $8.11, and Freeport-McMoRan down $1.23 at $40.80. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 9 cents at $15.55, and North Valley Bank is down 28 cents at $10.50. In the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.11%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 2 cents at $106.68, gold down $5.20 at $1,704.60, and silver down 9 cents at $34.43. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you, Kathy.
Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors out there on Park Marina Drive.
It's
we do
Monday
this
morning.
At 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 every morning, Monday through Friday.
All right. Well, we got the chat pack up. Good morning, guys. We're so glad you're here. Let's get rolling here. Monday morning on March 5th. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabad. Good morning. It is 7:13 in the morning, March the 5th, and it's 42 degrees out there. It could be getting windy. The people that are asking in the chat room, yeah, Linda just did great that night. They were just, it was probably the best national anthem they had ever heard. At least that's what everybody was saying afterwards. So congratulations there. Bad Bob, what did you do over the weekend?
Well, down at the Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, the Coast Guard Auxiliary had a booth. We had lots of people come through, and it was interesting. Even though the economy's down and there wasn't as much swag and all that stuff, most of the vendors said, in spite of the economy, they had a great year. There were smiles all around as we were tearing down. And then, of course, Saturday night, I was the crazy-looking guy running around with a video camera on his shoulder at the Wind River event. And congratulations are in order.
Well, let's talk about those both things. Is the RV event we went on Friday, and we judged the Iron Chef. Tell Linda, the Iron Chef is... They had six teams.
Seven teams.
Okay.
Sorry, not to correct you, but they had seven teams, and they're given a bag
of food.
And when we say a bag, they were given chicken breasts, bouillon, like a cube. I think they were given onion, zucchini,
potato. And what they have to do in this is they're given 45 minutes to make a meal. And then Linda and I were judges for that. We came back and we judged that, and all of the meals were really good. And I mean, some of them actually served their surprise dinner with wine, which already got them at least 3 points from one of us.
Well, then what they have to do, too, is that they have to make up a menu. And then what we have to judge is the preparation. And they all get, I think, 45 minutes to an hour to cook. That's it. Yeah. And they have to try to keep their food prepared within the time slot that they are slotted. So,
this is in either a Dutch oven or off of a gas grill like you do when you go out there and when you're camping. So that's the way they kind of cook it. They don't have like a stove or anything. So, but it was a great event. And you're right, there was a lot of people there at the RV show. Saturday night when we went to it was Redding Rancheria's annual masquerade contest. And what it is though really is when the Redding Rancheria people, and I'm sorry, is it Redding Rancheria? Yeah, Redding Rancheria people give away.
Redding Rancheria Community Foundation.
Gave away over $100,000 to our community here in Shasta County and in Trinity County to the schools, to the athletic programs, to the arts, to band instruments.
Great.
To, resodding a football field. I mean, over $100,000, then gave away $10,000 more that night. And we want to give a big shout out. And then they judge the costumes for the table and individuals. We want to give a big shout out to Karen Balsman. And Karen was the one. She goes with us every year. She's a friend of ours. And she costumed our table. And the KCNR table again won first prize.
Our group because they were all very good sports.
So, May. One of us went as May West, and it wasn't me. So May, how was your trip? How was your evening there?
Oh, it was a very good time. You want to come up and see me? Well, they did. Oh, it was fun.
Oh, my little chickadee.
And Carl,
I'll give you. I tell you what, I'll give you a lollipop if you're good, and I'll give you a diamond if you're bad. Yes.
Who is the young lady in
the beads?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so,
I was looking for a way I could say that on the air.
So Karen, our costumer friend who owns Chameleon Costumes, was up to 4:30 in the morning. You know, Mike Quinn had a table and he had some extra seats. And I said, you know, the movie Burlesque, which was really, that was recently, well, a couple years old now, the starred Cher and Christina Aguilera. Well, there was a scene where Christine came out in pearls. I mean, everything on her was pearls. Pearl, you know, was kind of like you see in Las Vegas.
And
you knew body stocking with
that
pearls.
Was pearls.
Pearls.
That's the part I was trying to walk around there.
So.
And so, of course, she won as well, and it was really good. She could carry it off, too, Michelle Stewart. She's a professional ballroom dancer along with her husband.
She's wearing the pearl costume, but she's keeping the shawl around her all night until we go up on the stage to accept the prize. And then Michelle puts the shawl aside and struts around the stage like Aguilar did. And let me tell you, there first it was a gasp, then it was a silence, and then it was applause. So anyway, thanks a lot to Karen, but especially about Redding Rancheria. You know what? They have given well over $1 million to our community, given that back into the community to help people. They did the Walk of Honor. They've done so many other things that have helped our community. And, I mean, it's just, you know, we need to give them a big shout-out there. Because a lot of times people don't realize that they give back a lot, you know, to our community. And they're there for a lot of good causes. They donate. They offer up things. So a shout-out again to Redding Rancheria. Other things going on today. We've got a lot of stuff going on today. One of the things I want to talk about, though, was two things. We had over 1,000 people attended the services for Captain Mark Rutledge, the fireman out of Cottonwood that was killed when a car came down and hit him. When he was trying to help people after a wreck. And sometimes we forget that you see the firemen out there and you know, they're out there doing a lot of good things for people, that it is a dangerous job. And in this case, Captain Rutledge lost his life. But that goes on to the next part I want to talk about just for a minute, where there was a front page article about a cloud hanging over Redding. Because of all the deaths that happened in February, and there were deaths, there were murders, there were car wrecks, there were people being hit on their bicycles or mopeds. There were a lot of things happening, fires that killed a couple of people, children. And they talked about this cloud hanging over Redding, and I disagree completely with that. You've got to look at the overall year. You've got to look at the overall time in Redding. And what you have is, yes, we've had – February was bad. February was tragic. But there's so many other good things. How about when you start talking about, you know, people dying? What about all the times people do go out and help people? How about the guy that jumps into the water and rescues the woman? What about that? What about the times that people help each other, that people are taking steps forward, that Redding is a community that helps each other, that helps the less fortunate? You don't hear about that. No, the front page of the paper is about, oh, a cloud hanging over Redding. No. Redding, if you look at all the things that happened during the year, is there a cloud over Redding? No, of course not. Why does the front page of the paper say say something like that? It's not true. Every community has cloud. Does this mean is that God is mad or that there's a cloud hanging over Kentucky where those tornadoes went through there and killed so many people, including that little 15-month-old child that was found in a field after her whole family had been killed, was taken off life support today? Is there a cloud hanging over this? You want to say there's a cloud hanging over the nation? But to say there's a cloud hanging over Redding, that Redding, oh my gosh, it's just, you know, it's terrible. You have instances where stuff like this happens. It doesn't happen all the time. There's so many good things that happen in Redding. You don't see a front page article that says, hey, everything's really great this month. Of course not. Of course not. You never see that.
It leads.
Yeah. Frankly, Record Searchlight, maybe you ought to take a good look at everything. You know, when you put things like that on the front page, that's more like an editorial, you know. Got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading, the Sundial Film Festival, in its fourth year, showcases the talent and diversity of filmmakers and photographers of the North State. Come join us for a night of art, creation, and talent. On March 10th, the all-day event kicks off at 1 p.m. at the historic Cascade Theater. There really is something for everyone to enjoy. Come experience the action, the humor, the animation, and the captivating documentaries. Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Buongiorno, how are you? This is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
And I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the Band.
That's right. I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Great to be back in the state. We had a great Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, of course, was judged Friday again at the Iron Chef, and then Saturday night we went to the community fundraiser that was for Wind River and the Shasta community. They're amazing. That was totally amazing. The money that they gave away to, you know, Trinity County and to the outlying areas that, you know, to help with schools and to help with projects. And we can't say enough about, you know, what they do. This portion of the show is brought to you by
R&B Sharpening.
There you go.
Bob and Judy. You just waited for me to put that away before you said that, right?
Yeah, I did. They've
been around since 1985. And if you want something sharpened, saws, knives, router bits, shapers, gardening tools, gardening equipment, my friends, it's getting to be that time. In fact, since we had no winter, I think you could probably start planning this weekend. In fact, Linda went out and bought flowers. I think we're getting ready to do something. They've been in business, like I said, since 1985. They will make bandsaw blades while you wait, made to order. Go down to 6915 East Side Road, Building 6, and see them. Or give them a call, 530-365-1479. You need something sharpened, they are the people to go to. Ann Coulter is coming to town March 23rd out at Ensemble Vineyards. She's coming out to talk. She's coming out to give a talk and, of course, on a book sign. And then a dinner afterwards for about 50 people. And I understand that two-thirds of those tickets are already sold for the dinner. So if you want to get a ticket for the dinner, you have to give them a call at 474-5546, 530-474-5546. Also, Ann Coulter is going to be on the show Friday. What can I say? She's going to be on about 8 o'clock, I believe, and we're going to talk to Ann about what she thinks about happening in the Republican dust-up. It'll be Super Tuesday. It'll be finished. So we probably have a pretty good idea who's going to be the Republican nominee for president. We'll be talking about her take on about the Obama administration, and just of course maybe some things about her that people don't know. And we're looking up some things that way. Feel free to get on the chat pack, tell your friends, and we'll be able to ask her questions via the chat pack.
I wonder how many books that she's actually been on the New York bestsellers list.
There's several. But you know what? There's other things too. Is that, you know, one of them is like something. And she's always bashing the liberals, and I can't wait to see what her latest is going to be. I know she is doing a book tour too. So Ann Coulter's coming to town. Now, how can you tell that elections are coming up? Because Obama is threatening to bomb Iran. Says to keep Iran from getting a nuclear bomb, we will bomb them first. Whoa. You can. Okay, when's the attack going to be? All right, I can tell you when the attack's going to be. It has a lot to do with polls and polling numbers. If it looks like he's really getting behind, count on the attack. If it looks like he's holding his own, he won't attack. He will continue to use negotiations. But if it looks like he's in trouble, and it's getting the closer he gets to the November election. You know what, if I was Iran, and he's behind by 5 or 10 points in September, watch out. Here we come. Because here comes the election, first Tuesday. Anyway, I mean, am I being too cynical about this?
You?
Yeah. Am I being too cynical about it? Would he do something like that? Would any president do that? Would any president declare a war or start a war just to win an election?
Wag Bad Bob? The dog. Wag the dog. Wag the dog.
Yeah, no, it was a good movie. It wasn't even real people. Yeah, we've just bombed this area, and it's not real. We just made it up in the computer.
When we come back, I really want to talk about something else that's really hot in the hot topic about sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, words do mean something, and they are very powerful.
Yeah, and the even though he's somebody from a different...
He still has always been the number one touted talk show host in... What are they saying? In the wild? But anyway, so that we're going to talk about, you know, what is really in a word? Does it really just pull your strings?
Also, we want to talk about the roads in Reading. We spend $2 million a year. Where does that money go? KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks little changed in early trading. They've been mostly lower after China announced its lowest economic growth target since 2004. The target is 7.5%. That's down by 0.5% from last year. The country's premier made the announcement to the annual meeting of the National People's Congress. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ are little changed. Thousands of Yahoo employees are facing the chopping block as part of an overhaul by the tech giant. All Things Digital is reporting the restructuring may be announced by the end of the month. The report also says Yahoo recently hired the Boston Consulting Group for strategies to focus on growth initiatives. And United Continental passengers faced some major turbulence over the weekend. The company merged both airlines' reservation systems early Saturday as part of a merger. The move resulted in flight delays, jammed phone lines, and problems at the check-in kiosks. But the company says there were fewer delays on Sunday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hi, I'm sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews. I get to see a lot of breakout players, but the secret to winning? Team. That's why in business, I recommend the Cintas team. You know them for uniforms, but they also have tile and carpet cleaning, restroom supplies, document shredding, fire and first aid services. And only Cintas has Carhartt rental workwear. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CINTAS.com/radio. And bring in the team with the white truck.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning, Cinco de Marcho. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat pack. Just hop in that. And also live stream facebook.com/freefireradio, and you can watch us in here. You can see Linda and her blue, or no, this is a teal top, and her
good morning,
multicolored scarf.
Well, good morning.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say about that guy? Jeff Wurst is down there just, he's fixing those little dings in your windshield, but he can fix cracks up to 24 inches long, too. Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. He does great work. We've used him on several occasions. We can't say enough about him. And you know what? He's going to tell you what's true or not. We went in there with one crack in the windshield, and he said, you know, I can fix this, but it's going to have an impact on how you look, on how you, you know, you view through the windshield. He says, he didn't have to do that, but Jeff does, because Jeff's a man of honor. Go down and see him at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 530-241-8373. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, yeah, I want to talk. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay.
You know, even though he's on another station.
Well, he still is the one.
Rush Limbaugh.
He actually was in Sacramento, my hometown, on KFBK for years and years and years. And, you know, of course, he's just the IEB network, and he's the person who has forged, you know, the conservative movement and the talk show. You either love him or you hate him. Quite the entertainer, but, you know, again, foot in mouth. And I just wanted to share with you, seven companies now have dropped their advertising.
Do you have the seven there?
I will, just a moment. The seven have dropped from Rush Limbaugh's syndicated program since the radio host called Georgetown University student Sandra Fluke the S word, and prostitute for speaking out in support of President Obama's birth control policy. Now, I don't know about you, but I do know it's interesting, because this very subject came up before this happened, about how words... Like, say, for instance, this is just, you know, pretend for a minute the kid that you grew up with, perhaps you were that child, that was heavy set and people called you fat. And even though later in life you're not fat, you still think of yourself as fat because everybody called you fat or called you a name. And so it sticks with you forever. It just does, because they have a saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Having this conversation with the person the other day said, well, names do hurt. And they do have a tendency to shape your life. So he used these words, which, in my opinion, I mean, I've liked listening to Rush Limbaugh in the past. If we're going across the country,
We like Dennis Miller better.
Yes, but I mean, I'm just saying that. You
no,
know,
you're right. He's got 600 stations. Here's a man with considerable power.
In 2010, he had 15 million listeners. So he apologized for his remarks in a statement. But the Associated Press said six other advertisers that have pulled from his show are Quicken Loans, Sleep Train.
Now, Sleep Train's been with him forever.
Sleep Train has been with him since day one, when he was in Sacramento and he was on a small station like this. They got behind him. Of course, they grew. Now they're in 15 states or however. They're national. And they've been together. Sleep Number, Citrix Systems, and... get this, Carbonite and LegalZoom.
Oh, wow, Carbonite.
They have all polled. And here's a statement they say. We do not base our advertising decisions to align with any particular political view or opinion, as our employees and customers are as diverse as the USA. Mr. Limbaugh's recent comments went beyond political discourse to a personal attack and do not reflect our values as a company. That was from, guess the other one pulled out, Pro Flowers.
Oh, that's been there, too. Well, you know, here's the thing is, you know what? I heard the woman on when she was testifying. By the way, the Republicans blocked her from testifying, so she testified in a non-official capacity. But when she said things like her fellow law students were being driven to the point of bankruptcy because of birth control. I mean, I think those were words that she said. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how does that drive you to first of all, There's a number of different organizations out there that will provide birth control for you for free. I mean, they do it all the time. You go down. I mean, you can go down and if Get a buying a condom.
Get a pocket full of condoms.
If a condom is going to break you and drive you into bankruptcy, I think you've got a lot more problems than that. And what this whole thing about is Obama trying to force the Catholic Church and the other religious organizations that don't believe in this to provide birth control. It goes against their doctrine. Oh, okay, well then, just the universities and the hospitals then. You know, you're not the church. Well, you know, he got that shoved up his nose. Too. And so he says, oh, okay, it's just going to be the insurance companies that cover these people. Well, who do you think pays for that? You know, the whole thing is smoke and mirrors. Now, so that's one side of it. The other side, though, is what Limbaugh said was completely wrong. He did go over the top on this.
Do names, I would love to hear from our listeners in the chat back. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Do names, well, maybe Charles is calling about something else. Good morning, Charles. You are live on the air. How are you this Monday morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay. The other day I went digging around for a transcript of his very comments because, you know, to quote a John Wayne movie line, right. Just for the tally books, what did he say?
What did he say? Did you find it?
I found something on about.com.
Okay.
And I don't think that they would have any reason to hide anything that would be, let me get my tongue working.
Okay, got it.
They would not have any reason to hide details that would, you know, not add to the pylon.
All right.
In other words,
He did say it.
So what I read was, I didn't. And so all that to say this, I didn't see in this paragraph, what I did not see was the actual word. What I saw was that, again, she was, you know, this woman was complaining about,
yes,
you know, going broke because she couldn't afford contraceptive, and then he was saying that under Obamacare that she would be being paid to have
sex.
Her contraceptives would be, you know, supplied.
Oh, so he would not. He did not use the word prostitute. Then
well,
is that what you're saying?
Not in that paragraph. I don't know about any other. I don't know.
Well, he apologized.
Our show.
Yeah.
And what I saw was what they posted was one paragraph.
Well, most people that we know listen to Dennis Miller.
Darn it! There's a train going by, and I can hardly hear you.
That's okay. Right. We got to take a break anyway, Charles. Thanks for your phone call.
The long and the short is there's more to what's happening than meets the eye. Consider who Planned Parenthood has as its head, Nancy Pelosi's former chief of staff. Think about that.
Yeah. Okay, Charles. Well, you know, that's true. You know, and Planned Parenthood, this whole thing is such a morass that I still don't understand why I have to pay for, anyway. There's a lot of things I don't understand why I have to pay. Anyway, we have to take a break. Thanks, Charles, for your phone call. Carl and the Bot. It is 7:42 in the morning, and we have Enjoy Magazine coming up next.
We're also going to talk about the roads.
We're
going to
talk about the roads. I do
want
to talk about the roads here. I want to talk about the roads in Reading. And of course, in the city council meeting tomorrow is going to be a big meeting. I want to talk about that, too. Miss a day, miss a lot. KCNR, 1460.
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Bingo like it's 1993 every last Sunday of the month. Over $25,000 must go. 20 regular game marathon pays $1,199. Paper $35, PhDs $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Tribe Bingo and Super Bingo, for a chance to win $10,000. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. Plus, we're the only place in town to offer a Fiesta buffet free with your bingo buy-in. So grab your friends and enjoy a delicious meal on us while you play bingo every last Sunday of the month. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
That was you guys the other night.
Oh, is that right? Carl Lindebaugh. 7:46 in the morning here. We're going to come back, finish up a little bit here, and we're going to have Enjoy Magazine with us. You know, we always enjoy having Enjoy with us at the first Monday of each month. So the time is 7:46 in the morning. I want to talk about two things. One, tomorrow night, City Council, it's going to be big for Reading. They're going to be talking term limits. And they're going to be, comes consternation with people. They're saying a couple of the board members think that there should be term limits, that you can't, you should be only serve, I don't know, maybe two terms, whatever it is, and then, you know, give somebody else a chance. Let it go back to being the civilian, the civilian politician or the former politician, that kind of thing, where you're not sitting in that job. I mean, the city council, it's not like you're getting paid a lot of money, though. I mean, you're getting like $600 a month plus all the hell you can possibly imagine during that month. We're going to have, see, Patrick Jones will be in Wednesday morning, and he's for the term limit thing. I'd like to find out why, because it seems like to me is that at the city level we pretty much change the city council when we want it every 2 years. The board of supervisors, I am kind of concerned about that. I mean, we've gotten in the board of supervisors, we have people there that run without any opposition because I think people, either they're happy or they're just, they just don't get involved with it. When you have something like that, and that's a paid position. And they've been making some decisions lately that are kind of questionable. But there's a lot of people running for the board of supervisors too. So do they need term limits, or do they just need people that are active that will go after that and keep them on their toes? And they're going to talk about that. The other thing they're going to talk about though is roads. The roads in Reading, and the Record Searchlight has been all over this one. But the roads in Reading, it's 474 miles of roads is going to they're quickly deteriorating, that they're in, the poor, the very poor, there's holes everywhere. And if you drive around Reading, you can see it as you bounce from hole to hole here. We have a $2 million budget to fix these, to fix the roads, and it's not enough for the infrastructure. So where are they going to get the money? And this is one of the things they're going to be discussing on Tuesday also. And I think that's going to be important. Now, the one thing is I hope they don't do is put a committee in charge of it, because you know what a committee does. The only thing a committee does is they get in there, they come up with some good ideas, but it's most of the time, but it's it it takes time. You know, give them 3 or 4 months. If you remember what happened with Mary Stigall when they were talking about REU, and she said, oh, let's give it to a committee, and the people bought that. It was the best method of taking away the fire to change something, and Mary Stigall did it. And you know what? So masterfully. Oh, you people, you're right. We need the people involved in this. Let's put a committee together. And 6 months later, they come out. They worked hard. They came out with their, here's our proposals. And the city council listened to it. They didn't adopt it. I think they adopted 2 and then got rid of them when the economy went south and the Green Act here caused it. But don't do a committee. That would be my thing, is why do a committee? Because it's the city council's job. You've got to make the decision anyway. So why don't you just make the decision instead of having committees? Committees are dumb. The only thing a committee does is takes time. And you know, and the other thing too, you know what a camel is there, Bad Bob?
A camel is a horse designed by committee.
There you go. Perfect. That's exactly what it is. So, you know, to me, if you've been elected in the city council, the board of supervisors, do your job, take your votes. Okay, like Churn Creek Bottom, the supervisors voted to put the mall in there. Leonard Modi, Linda Hartman, David Kehoe, Les Baugh, and Glenn Haas. They all voted 5-0 to put the mall into the Churn Creek Bottom. They also voted 5-0 to fight the Shasta Trinity Forest and closing the trails down. But see, the way that you do it is, again, you hold people responsible by voting for it. And you, as the supervisors and the city council, need to stay away from the committees. Just do it yourselves. And, you can ask for opinions. You can have workshops. But don't put a committee in charge of it. Do it yourself. We have confidence in you that you'll do the right thing. And if not, we'll just vote you out of office. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I got my first real 6-string, bought it at the 5 and 9.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Ferry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the Northern Lights Energy, Inc.com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning, March the 5th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great prices, you name it, they've got it. And, of course, every tobacco accessory you could think of, and they will meet or beat any price in town. And let me tell you, remind you, my friends, that Joe and Shelley are locals, that they have supported this community in a thousands of different ways over the years, over the 35 years they've been in business here. It's 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. They, like I said, they do a lot for our community, and we support them as they support us.
Absolutely. Looks like we're going to have a chance of rain today. Well, actually, it's a 30% chance of rain today with our temperatures that are going to be around 68 degrees. That's our high. Tonight, our lows are going to be around 42 with the chance of rain increasing to about 60 degrees. Again, tomorrow, looks like it's 51 with a breezy night tomorrow night with lows of 37. Just in, the Exchange Club to honor Peace Officer of the Year. This is the 39th Annual Peace Officer of the Year Awards Lunch at 11:30 on Thursday. That's this Thursday, March 8th at Wind River. Of course, our new Reading Police Chief Paletti will be the guest speaker. The luncheon is open to the public, but reservations must be made by noon today. That's why this is urgent to get this news out to you right now. Tickets are $20 and be paid for at the door, but please call Dave Schaffner. That's Dave Schaffner. Call him at 949-2074. That's 949-2074 by noon today for your reservations. And you know how important that is, because when you're doing something like this, they need to have a head count with how many meals. And so if you are wanting to be there to be part of the Exchange Club's honoring the Peace Officer of the Year, please come Thursday. It's a luncheon at Wind River. And again, what's that phone number, Carl?
The number is 949-2074, and the we're going to call. We're going to be there. We want to be there for this, and it's going to be Thursday, March 8th at Wind River. I can't say enough about this. You know, we can talk. A couple years ago, or I guess it was last year, things got hot during the election. You know, and you know, people were. I'm not going to say enraged. But people really upset about things. One thing you can't forget is that when you call and somebody needs to come through that door, it's the police that do it, the police and firemen. They're the ones that come through the door. You know, we have, sometimes we have people saying things that have never been through that door, who have never stacked up against the door with three or four good men behind you, men and women behind you, and somebody standing there with a shotgun to take out the, to take off the locks. And then you go in and do a forcible entry, an explosive entry, as we say sometimes, and you go in to clear a house. And until you've done that once or twice, it's kind of hard to get, you know, to know exactly what that is, or to go into a burning house. Think about that.
Remember the call that we had? We were driving to down to Danville for the Ducks Unlimited 75th. Anniversary dinner, and I was very honored to sing the national anthem, and the color guard from
Travis Air Force
from Travis Air Force Base.
What a great bunch of kids.
Yeah, they were great. But on the way, I had a call from a girlfriend who had just returned from a trip with her mother, and she was talking about some recent movies. And one that she said, have you seen Act of Valor? And I said, no, we haven't seen that yet. We haven't really had time to really go to sit down and do a movie. And we had, of course, she was on speakerphone, so I said, okay, well, we're both here, so, you know, just say what you think. And I think it really struck both of us because she walked out of there. She said she cried afterwards. It just hit her, these people,
says,
again.
Yeah, they were using, you know, real, I guess, real SEALs. In this, you know, Navy SEALs.
They're still on
said,
active duty.
She said the acting in certain areas was a little rough, but the action part where they were going into places, into death, and she said it was, she says, how do you get people to do that? How do you get people to walk into things knowing that, oh my, you know, my chance of coming out of that may not be great? And they don't hesitate. They just go in. We'll talk about that sometime. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, we've got Enjoy Magazine with us, and we'll always love having them here.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What can we or Israel do to stop Iran from building a nuclear bomb? President Obama and Israel's prime minister are discussing that now. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
The president and Prime Minister Netanyahu began their meeting about 15 minutes ago. They also plan to have some lunch together today. In a speech yesterday, the president reiterated U.S. commitment to Israel and Israel's right to defend itself from Iran's nuclear ambitions. But South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says that's not enough.
We shouldn't be talking about what Israel may do to protect themselves. We should be talking about what Iran faces if they continue to enrich uranium.
Meanwhile, President Obama is holding a Super Tuesday press conference tomorrow, stealing a little bit of the thunder away from the Republican candidates. Dave?
Mike Newt Gingrich thinks he's surging in Tennessee, Ron Paul looking for delegates in Idaho, and the day before Super Tuesday, the front runners are in Ohio. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more on the GOP candidates live.
And that's where Mitt Romney's talking about the difference between himself and his rivals.
Other people in this race have debated about the economy, they've read about the economy, they've talked about it in subcommittee meetings, but I've actually been in it.
Rick Santorum says Romney's spending cut plan, though, falls way short.
He only proposes about $500 billion in spending reductions. I mean, even President Obama has been able to come up with that much.
And Dave, it's getting tight in Ohio. One poll today says Ohio is too close to call.
Rich, in the states ripped apart by Friday's tornadoes that left 39 dead, they're sifting through piles and piles of what used to be homes.
It's going to be a long process of cleanup.
And they're getting a lot of help. This Tennessee man says his neighbor came up to him,
handed me a key and said, I just wanted you to know I just renovated a 4-bedroom house and having, you know, 4 children and I just want you to have it for as long as you need it.
In May, the president will go to Joplin, Missouri, torn apart by a tornado. Last year, he'll speak at the high school graduation. The U.N.'s humanitarian chief is finally going to be allowed to go into Syria, where the regime's crackdown on an uprising has killed thousands. She's been urging Syria to let relief workers in and more food and aid. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Vladimir Putin will be Russia's president again. The former president turned prime minister reelected, but not without controversy. A big protest is underway.
Thousands of people have gathered on a central square in Moscow to protest Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's win for the presidency. Russia's election commission says he won with 64% of the vote. Demonstrators and international election monitors doubt that. They say that there has been widespread cheating. Demonstrators here today say they want Putin to resign. Remains to be seen what's going to happen. The protest has been sanctioned by the Moscow government, but police say that they will arrest anyone who does anything that they see as inappropriate. In Moscow, Jessica Golliver, Fox News Radio.
Al-Qaeda militants in Yemen have killed more than 100 soldiers in a surprise attack against military bases in that country, a deadly attack in Iraq.
The gunmen were disguised in military-style uniforms and carrying forged arrest warrants when they embarked on a shooting spree in Haditha, a desert city close to the Syrian border. The militants rising the Al-Qaeda battle flag after 25 police officers left dead. Al-Qaeda hoping to intimidate those wishing to join Iraqi security forces. The city is vital territory to the militants if they plan to increase their operations in Syria and help overthrow Assad's government. They recently pledged their support to the opposition there. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
The body of a 4-year-old New Mexico boy has been recovered from a deep, narrow well.
The conditions inside the hole were not survivable, the amount of oxygen that was there, the temperature, that type of thing.
Carlsbad Police Chief Daniel Fierro, the boy was reported missing on Saturday, and then they discovered his body about 30 feet down that hole on Sunday, and today recovered it. A man in Sri Lanka who tried to set a world record being buried alive the longest, not only did not succeed, he didn't survive. Sealed 10 feet deep in a trench with wooden soil, he was pulled out unconscious and could not be revived 7 hours later. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning on Cinco de Marcho. Anybody been saying that too much? Okay, March 5th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 14. You got to have a reason to drink margaritas in the morning. That's what Bad Bob tells me. You know, he does a shot of tequila, he has a little bit of lime, and then he takes a slug out of the margarita, you know, mixed bottle. I'm not sure if that's a margarita, really.
That was a worm.
That was a worm. He's going for the worm. Okay, we're also streaming video live at livestream.com/freefireradio.
And welcome back to the show, of course. We have temperatures going up to around 68 degrees today, with a great chance of rain tonight, down to 42. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We're really excited about this hour. It's always the first Monday of the month. Mm-hmm. That we have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta on from Enjoy Magazine, the premier North State magazine that everybody loves. It reaches 12 counties. They always have the juiciest pictures and the just juicy, wonderful, in-depth stories about things that educate you and inspire, and they're beautiful, beautiful articles. We're going to cover some of the content this next hour and talk about what's new in the store, but right now let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're live. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Cinco de Marcho, huh?
Yeah, you know what? We use, you know what? If we can find a reason to party, we party. And that sounds good enough for me.
I couldn't stop laughing. I thought, well, I haven't heard that one before.
Well, you know what? Cinco de Mayo.
It's a Carlism.
Okay, just to tell everybody, on Cinco de Mayo weekend is the next advanced pistol course that's happening. So just, you can, you know, and then we celebrate that, too. But anyway, what you got today, Elizabeth?
Hey, and real quick, I just wanted to tell the folks at Enjoy Magazine that I picked up their latest issue, found a great recipe, made a great dinner. It was fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, all kinds of great things in that magazine. Anyway, very quickly, just wanted to encourage people to come out to the Reading Tea Party. As always, we meet on Monday nights at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And I wanted to remind folks that the primary election season is coming up, followed by the general election season. And we are deeply involved in bringing in candidates for debates and learning all about these folks before we go to the ballot box. And we're going to start off next week with three candidates that will be traveling to Reading, and they will be from the first district for U.S. Senate. So I encourage people to come out next Monday and get an opportunity to find out who's running and what they're all about.
Okay.
We're getting prepared for that tonight.
Yeah, well, we're going to be we're going to try and have everybody on that possibly is running for anything here. You know, and you know, from I don't know, do we still run for dog catcher? If you are, we're gonna do that. We're gonna have
name is on the ballot box. We want you here.
We want you here. We want to hear what you believe and what you're going to do when you're if you're elected, which is the big thing.
And to remind people that we put a little twist on our debates, and we actually allow the candidates to ask each other the question, because who knows more about their opponent than the opponent?
Good stuff.
That's true.
We're all novices, so we don't really, we don't have the dirt on these folks, but their opponents do. So it's a good way to find out lots of interesting things.
The
all right.
Dirt.
So give us time, place. Time, place again.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Tonight.
Tonight and every Monday.
Every Monday night.
Okay.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Elizabeth also has We the People on
We
Sunday.
We the People on Sunday morning.
It was really a good
10.
Show this weekend.
Yeah.
I was listening to Aaron.
Well, they have all of our shows, I believe, are good. Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, though, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, on the latest from Wall Street. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 55 points at 12,921. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is negative 6 at 1363. And the NASDAQ is negative 17 at 2958. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 10 cents at $8.03. General Electric down 18 cents at $18.79. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down up 3 cents at $9.12, and Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $4.04. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.99%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding gold is down $8.80 at $1,701. Silver is down 45 cents at $34.07. And crude oil is down 18 cents at $106.52. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on at 710, 810, and 906 Monday through Friday. They give us the latest updates from Wall Street, and they are located out on Park Marina Drive. So give them a call if you've got a question about investments or about what's going on. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Enjoy Magazine is here. And they are always good for fun. And they've got the newest magazine here with all these pages marked.
Open it up. Let's go through it together. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
About customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target, Richard.
I'm ready.
Ow! How did it Monday! Who's going to get that out? You know, I can see working out to that. Can't you just see lifting a Anyway, so I know why I'm so jazzed, because this is one of my favorite segments ever of the whole month. And with us this morning, by the way, you're listening to KCNR 1460. If you just jumped in your car and went, what the heck was that?
Yeah, really. I was here and I was like, what the heck? It scared me.
The coffee kicked in. No, we're here at KCNR 1460 on your AM dial, and we're very, very excited about having Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from the Enjoy magazine, as well as the Enjoy store. Talk to us about what's happening in the March issue. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
We're glad to be here as usual.
Okay, so the magazine's opened, and we are going to go through it, and
yes.
We know that you've got every month is amazing. So here we are with March.
The March issue is here, and I ask for your forgiveness, but I'm suffering the worst allergies
of my life. You can blow your nose on me. Everybody gets it. Everybody gets it. Sometimes we have to run outside and, you know, hack a little, but,
ooh,
you know, it's just the way it goes.
It's
we understand.
Goes.
We
Thanks.
Get up, and that's what we love about community and local radio. You know, having a bad day. Oh, she's on assignment. Well, you know, most of the time I am. So who's going to start with what first?
Well, I'll just start with the cover.
Awesome cover this month.
We have a beautiful, beautiful cover. It's very masculine. It's nice. It's a good alternative. We're getting ready to go into spring and outdoors. And we have this incredible photo of a gentleman that's squatting down in the creek, and he's got his waders on, and he has got, what do you think that is? Maybe a 21-inch?
Yeah. Is it a steelhead?
I was wondering. Trinity River. Uh-huh.
Oh.
It is a steelhead?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I would have thought
it. Wow, what a catch.
I don't know my fish.
Well, that's a nice catch there. Anyway, beautiful picture.
And Michael Carranci took the photo.
Okay.
He's from the Fly Shop. And he works at the Fly Shop, and he also takes a lot of photos for their publications. And we asked him if he had a photo that we could use for our cover, because we knew we wanted this, a cover similar to this. And he was just so gracious and sent us a bunch of options, and this is the one we liked.
Oh, and
we love it.
We have the Flying Fishing Capital here,
mm-hmm.
up here, and we shout out to the Fly Shop as well. They do a lot of conservation work as well, very, very much into catch and release.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, since we're on that subject, I mean, the story I was going to go to, we'll get back to, but since we're talking about fish, we actually have a really beautiful double-page spread mm-hmm. story that starts on page 44, and it's called Real Close. And it's done very well as far as the layout goes. But it talks about the boundless opportunities for fishing in the North State, that we are in one of the world premier fishing regions. And, you know, the story goes on to talk about how, you know, many people will drive 7 to 8 hours to get here to fish, and people that live here have literally 10-minute drives, and they are fishing in some of the best fishing in the world. And it's all throughout the North State. So, you know, if you're a fisher person and love to fish, this is a great article to go over. And if you're not, it's a great article to just get yourself familiar with the opportunities that are here for
lakes,
you.
It mentions lakes, different lakes and
uh-huh.
different rivers. And
please jump in, Rhonda, and fill in some of the details and stuff.
So, and places where you can catch certain fish, and you know, Lake Shasta and Lake Britton, and not just in Redding, so it's different areas.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It is. We have a personal friend that actually moved from traveled all over the world fly fishing, and then moved his practice up here because of the fly fishing, and now is a guide.
Yeah.
And so we just love the whole movement here.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dunsmuir.
Dunsmuir.
I know a lot of people.
That's where he lives. Dunsmuir.
Yeah, it seems like that's a calling place, because there are a lot of people that I know that have moved here, and they go locate themselves in Dunsmuir.
Yes. Well, so that's a double page spread.
Right. And right now Turtle Bay is doing, they have a big fly fishing
exhibit.
And
it's wonderful.
Pretty interesting, So.
And in the store, we just got a gentleman that was so cute that came in. We don't have the product quite yet. We're working on it, but he ties flies.
Oh, good.
And he does them, and they're beautiful, but what he really loves is he ties flies that are on tie tacks.
Oh.
You can put them in your hat. But they're actually on a tack system that actually pins through, so it's not just clip, you know, the hook going in.
Right. So if somebody is a fly, it's a good gift idea, of course, if you're
and
you know.
Women's earrings.
Oh, cool. Now see, that's great.
That are flies, and they're beautiful. Oh,
that'll go over very well, especially.
So we have them, and we're in discussion for putting them in the store. So if that's something that sounds like a lot of fun or a great gift opportunity, that should be here in the next week or so.
Can't wait to hear more about what's going on in the store. In the magazine, you've just turned to Part Predator. What is that?
There's a gentleman I think he lives on Placer, but when
just
you drive, yeah, when you drive out to Igo, there's this statue out in front of his house that has caused a lot of attention. People drive by it or ride their bikes by it. It's a big spot for bicyclists and motorcyclists. And this big statue is made out of motorcycle parts. And the gentleman, Doug Cunningham, purchased it in Thailand. And
it's 9 feet tall.
Yeah, and had it shipped here, but it came in sections. So, and got to Texas, and then he had to bring it to Reading.
Him and his girlfriend were in Thailand, and they were driving around on motorcycles when they spotted this.
And it's made out of motorcycle parts.
Uh-huh. And so they met the gentleman that is the, and I'd love to pronounce his name, but my goodness.
I can't, yeah.
The last name
is it a Thai name?
I
don't. You'll
yes.
never get
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you'll never
sure
get it.
The last name's like 15 letters
well,
long.
Yeah, but you pronounce them all the same way. It's called Smith.
So we haven't seen that. When was the last time we took a motorcycle ride up to Igo? It's been a while.
It's right past
I
the
think
Clear
I still have a motorcycle.
Bridge.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we are talking to Rhonda Ball, James Mazzotta. They are the creators and founders of Enjoy Magazine, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the March articles and the issue, as well as what's happening in the store. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning, March the 5th.
Hey!
It's 42 degrees. We may be getting some rain today, though.
Yeah, we are. It's going to be, our temperature is going to get to be about 68. We have about a 30% chance of rain right now. Right now, when we look out the studios here at KCNR downtown on Market Street, we see some sunshine reflecting
really
off of somebody's SUV out there, and 40% chance of rain tonight with temperatures around 42. And tomorrow looks like we've got a slight chance of showers.
Weather's
always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Who's going to be out there this weekend?
Ann Coulter. This weekend, I don't know, as far as the music is concerned. I'll be back to let you know about that.
Yeah, okay. But Ann Coulter is going to be on the show here Friday and calling in. And she's going to, of course, be out in Anselmo's on March 23rd. 474-5546 for tickets for that.
She's a pistol.
And she is a pistol. And you know what? Whether you...
she's a whipper
like
and
with
a snapper.
Ann, yeah, kind of with Ann Coulter, you can never tell if she means this stuff. I mean, it's like she says things and she just kind of looks at people waiting for a reaction. And it's like, and she gets it. So, anyway, our guest, Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball, James Masada, friends and people that we admire because of the great things they do for our North State. And one of the great things they do is Enjoy Magazine.
Thank you, thank you. When we left, we were talking about Park Predator, which is this incredible 9-foot metal sculpture just off of Placer past the Clear Creek Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And
it weighs 900 pounds, by the way.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's huge.
And
it's
out of motorcycle parts. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
And it's not something that you visually see and think, okay, ooh, that's really cool. What is that? This piece of art looks just like the Predator. So, you know, it's mind-blowing. And I think everybody should go out and take a look at it.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
The poor gentleman that lives out there will be barraged.
And pay attention to the signs because it says to use a path.
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah, okay, but you can see it as you drive by.
Mm-hmm. That's been out there right past the bridge, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
On the way through. Okay, we've seen this. It's been up there for a while.
It's been there for a while.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, this is an interesting story. You've gone in-depth, did an in-depth interview on that.
And,
you know,
and the gentleman produces them sells his art in Thailand, and it says as little as $60 to as much as $40,000 is a range that we got.
$40,000?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I bet that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I'm sure.
It's probably a transformer.
And so when the gentleman and his girlfriend there that own it were there, Doug Cunningham's, himself and his girlfriend, they got to actually go to his facility where he was working on several pieces, and it talks about how, you know, it's amazing, but the whole landscape is dotted with these incredible pieces of art. That
and
he's
it must
producing.
Have cost a and fortune they, to have this thing made, sent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the gentleman also does it from scrap, from the, I guess basically what it says is he collects the metals from the dumps outside of Bangkok. Yeah. So it's all recycled.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. On its way from Thailand to Reading with the people's used motorcycle parts. Love it. Okay, now you've got a really interesting headline here.
This one was dictated by the actual farm itself.
We've had this we've had them on several times, but never has it been in print that we've seen quite like this.
This is the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain, and it's Dan and Melinda Martins. And their tagline, they have a t-shirt that basically is Uncle Sam. In one hand, he's got an egg, and the other one, he's got, I think it said a chicken on a shoulder or something. Mm-hmm. And it says, Laid in the USA. Those are their taglines. They are a sustainable organic chicken farm. They have over 2,000 hens, and they are a cross between Rhode Island Red and Rhode Island White, so they're great egg layers. Basically, you know, it goes in. They were graded by the organic. There's a, you know, organizations that have to come in and grade you, and they got the highest marks. Their chicken coops are well kept. They actually use pine. What is it?
Pine needles.
Yeah, pine needles to floor the hens.
Wow.
And then rake them up, and then it's composted.
Oh,
and
pine shavings.
Oh,
pine
that's,
shavings.
There that's
you
go. Great.
And that is actually done, bought and traded to other farmers for fertilizer.
Wow.
And
that's a business
right
there.
They are a very nice family, too.
Yes.
Their kids
they
are
they
great.
Really
they
hard.
All work. They're very hard workers.
They work
and,
the ranch.
And they let the hens out.
Yeah.
Every morning
yeah,
they go
out
and they just kind of like free roam
that's
around
what
the area
free range
yeah.
Yeah, and that's where they you know their organic side comes from as well. And you can get their product in like Orchard Nutrition Center, Holiday Markets, top fresh markets, and Kent's Meats and grocers. And they actually sell to Byright Markets in San Francisco. So they also have cattle, and they do their grass-fed cattle, but this is something that it looks like that they're migrating out of, and there's a gentleman that's going to be picking up their cattle, and they're going to be focusing 100% on their
eggs.
Yeah, they have eggs. another ranch
uh-huh.
for organic beef that does their cattle. But this is they can sell as many eggs as they can haul
uh-huh.
to San Francisco.
Yep.
Because people just
we don't realize that right here we can get them locally, and these are, you know they're paying San Francisco three times the price of
yeah.
what we could get them right here because they are local,
and they taste so much better.
Oh my
they're
gosh,
real. They're real.
That's the real thing.
And they're good people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They're
happy,
these are really nice people.
Happy chickens. And then one of the things
chickens.
That they do is that because they are production chickens and they lay eggs. They once they kind of get to a certain age, they have a company that comes and adopts the older hens and then places them in backyard homes.
Oh, really?
Home, yeah. So they kind of get a break, and then they just kind of do their own thing. So it's like once you're done working, you get to go to a retirement home.
You mean
somebody's
they actually
backyard.
Have a retirement plan?
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Unlike IBM and GM anymore.
Yeah.
So, but they have a retirement plan for chickens?
Yep.
What's on the other side of this one? We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
The bond between our two countries is unbreakable.
President Obama, before his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, about, among other things, Iran's nuclear program.
We do not want the possibility of a nuclear weapon falling into the hands of terrorists, and we do not want a regime that has been a state sponsor of terrorism being able to feel that it can act even more aggressively or with impunity.
In Moscow, a support rally, but also huge protests over Vladimir Putin's re-election as Russia's president.
Thousands and thousands of people here protesting the fact that Putin won presidential elections over the weekend. They say they don't believe those elections were fair. There are at least 12,000 riot police on Moscow's streets.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 71. Fox News, we report, you decide.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Feeling lucky? Up for an adventure? Come spend your St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino, where Elements Restaurant is offering a Guinness Braised Fresh Corned Beef and Cabbage Special from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. only $13.95. Plus, $5 free slot play to play your favorite machine. Where better than Wind River Casino to grab a bite to eat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day tournament on Saturday, March 17th? Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. Ask about a re-buy-in and buy-in bonus.
Reserve your seat today at the River's Edge. So grab a St. Patty's Day meal in Elements Restaurant and pull up a seat and play in the $5,000 guaranteed St. Patrick's Day Poker Tournament on Saturday, March 17th at 11 a.m. Don't stop there. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is a kickin' DJ. So while you're having a frosty cold one, you can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long St. Patrick's Day at Wind River Casino. For all the details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you go to livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, you can see our guest and see us in here on the video. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Go in there and sit down and just catch up on your conversation and ask Tim a question. And just stand by because you're going to hear what he thinks. Don't do it, though, while you're getting your hair cut, because he gets excited sometimes. And he cut his initials on the back of my head the other day and had to fix it. So, okay, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guests are James Posada and...
Rhonda Ball.
What's her name?
For some reason, the word Ruth came into my head, and I said, that's got nothing to do with Rhonda Ball. And Enjoy Magazine. You know what? I'm sorry.
I like that. I'm going to start calling you Ruth Ball.
Yeah, Ruth Ball.
You know, you know how sometimes a word comes in your head, and it's like, and you know that that's not the right word.
Well, Ruth Ball sounds like goofball, so it'll work.
I'm going to get a drink of coffee now. Hey, honey, would you mind taking over the interview?
Well, let's go back. We're talking, of course, to Rhonda Ball, James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And it's what our favorite, I always call it, rag is an understatement, but it's our favorite magazine. Beautifully done, beautifully photographed, and great articles in the March issue. Now, let's talk about what's next in one of your highlighted articles.
I'd like to talk about the Smart Alternative Fuels, and it's a business here in Reading. What a gas is the name of the story. And these guys take used vegetable oil from restaurants that people fry their fries in and their fish, and they clean it up and they run their vehicles on it. And they're making a big business out of it. They go to, like,
Maxwell's and Tapas.
All kinds of restaurants. I think they have, like... Oh, gosh, they have a lot of restaurants that they go to, and I can't even remember the number, but it's in the story.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jason Nally and Clint Birkenpass is the name of the owners, and they're making a pretty big business, and it's kind of a cool green kind of thing that's happening up here. And
does it say that, because I didn't read this article, and I apologize, but... does it say that they use it for their own their own vehicles?
And
or do they
for others.
Sell
you have
it?
To have your vehicle converted, obviously.
Right.
But
and
the conversion isn't a big thing.
No, it's
I understand.
Not.
It's pretty easy. And the other thing, too, is that when you drive down the road,
it smells
you smell like french fries.
Uh-huh. Well, now, I want to share with you, I have a girlfriend that is in L.A., and they bought she and her husband bought older Mercedes, and they had them both converted, and there was a business like this down in Southern California where they ran on vegetable oil.
Right.
And this is, they recently moved from Florida, couldn't stand it, and they're moving back. But their car's done very well for them,
yes.
And they're very happy with the conversion. So here's a perfect opportunity to pick up the Enjoy magazine and find out about these two guys that are doing this business right out of Northern California. Mm-hmm. And I would love to find out, you know, what inspired them to do what they're doing.
Well, actually, Jason was a sales rep, and he did a lot of driving, and he had a Prius, which they get good gas mileage, but it just wasn't enough. So he ended up, you know, just kind of investigating.
That'll tell you something for the gas prices.
Right,
if your
right
Prius
now.
Is not even helping with your Prius.
Right.
Yep. And gas went up to 106.
All right. So do they say what they get per gallon? Do they say how when you do the conversion? I'm just curious.
I don't think the thing about it is that it's vegetable oil that's already being used. So somebody has purchased it for their fries,
yes.
And then they're taking it off your hands. And the preparation of that vegetable oil is very minimal. It's basically just straining and cleaning it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
And he has a diesel truck.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, he has a truck that has a diesel tank.
Yes.
So that's how he starts the truck. And then once it's warmed up, it switches over to the vegetable oil.
That's just fascinating.
Uh-huh. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, as you travel, of course, you're not going to be able to find vegetable oil everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So then once you run out of that, say, whatever your tank is of that.
Right.
You can switch back to your fuel, your diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they almost have to all be diesels, too.
Right, I think so.
And then I think the big thing is the filters on these are the injectors, which makes it work.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but it's a great idea because it gets rid of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they can make some money on it. Plus, it's green.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that. So you can, and if you can, I don't know how much it is a gallon either.
I don't know how much it is either.
It's the big thing is, because I was talking to somebody that had, talked to me about this one day years ago. And they wanted to take 500, 600, 700 gallons. I mean, but it takes. I don't know how long it takes to render down one of their gallons into, you know, how much you can get out of for fuel after that.
So right.
Anyway,
yep.
It's a great idea.
Yep, it is.
And it's not something that's new. It's been around for a long time. But now that gas prices are absolutely out of control, and unfortunately, it takes gas prices to do what they're doing for people to actually, you know, have to make changes and then implement new technologies and discover new things and implement them. So, you know, I don't know.
Anything you can do. You just got a comment from the chat room that says her son works at a gas station, and in one day they raised the price three times.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, when you read something like this, and you're thinking, now here's somebody that's taking a step forward to try and help everybody.
Yeah. I went to the Bay Area over the weekend, and it was 100. I have a Honda Accord, and it was $100 for me to go just for gas.
You mean down and back?
Down and back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break here. You know, Enjoy Magazine. You all cover the gamut from eggs to fuel to statues to things that are happening to menus. Somebody said, you know, they called in and said they got a great menu out of there, recipes out of there. I mean,
Carl, variety is the spice of life.
I'm going to take a break on that one. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available.
Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety.
We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas.
This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live. We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here, on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by the Mount Shasta Mall, Dandelion Boutique, your exclusive Brighton dealer, and California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the best coffee in town at the best prices. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Local people doing great things for our community, Joe and Shelley. They will beat and meet any price on tobacco in this town. For any tobacco product, just go on down to 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Rhonda Ball, and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine.
James Maserati.
Yeah, that's James right, James Maserati from Enjoy Magazine. We're having a great time going through this. What's next?
The Enjoy Magazine, absolutely. What's the March issue? And Rhonda, I look at you got camp. Something about camp. Well, camp is coming up, man. Yeah. This is people have to start thinking, am I going to send my kids to camp? If it's not, if I'm not, where are they going to go? So yep. You've done a whole story on this.
We do. We have a lovely article called Pure Camp, and it's on page 50. And it's a kids' outdoor sports camp in Red Bluff. And it was developed by Judy Oswald, who is a grandmother. And basically, it was her brainchild was simply wanted. She just simply wanted a place for her grandchildren to learn how to hunt and fish and do all kinds of outdoors. And she couldn't find what she was looking for, so she started her own camp.
And she hooked up with Red Bank Outfitters. Is that correct?
Yep, Red Bank Outfitters. It talks about. I mean, she really collaborated with sponsors, including California Department of Fish and Game, the California Outdoor Heritage Alliance. It's 5 miles west of Red Bluff at Red Bank, and it's a 4,000, it's Outfitters, actually ranch, I guess. It's 4,000 acre ranch, provides 14 fishing ponds, rifle archery ranges, trap shooting courses, and dorm-like lodges.
Oh, cool.
Kids have to be 10?
The age group is 10 through 16.
What a great idea. You know, if you're going to have hunters and fishermen, You got to catch them early and get them in. And the number of hunters are dropping off. And I'm not sure about fishermen, but I think they're also dropping off. But when you go to something like Ducks Unlimited, mm-hmm. and when you understand, if people would understand, is that the hunters, the people that hunt and fish, pay the vast majority of the money that preserves wildlife and preserves habitat.
Exactly.
And without those license fees and all the other little fees that go along
And the camp is much more than just the hunting than just and the fishing. Fishing
right.
They also teach them how to respect the land, how to preserve earth. There's a lot involved in it, so it's a good balance. It's 6 weeks of camping, and there are over 200 kids that participate. One of the neat things about this is this year is the celebration of their 15th anniversary, and what they're going to be doing is alumni of all ages have been invited to go to South Africa on a safari from July 26th to August 7th. Participants will learn about the people and culture of South Africa, as well as experience the wildlife and their habitat up close. And Oswald's inviting anyone who might like to participate on the safari. So there's contact information here. It just sounds like a lot of fun. So if you have a child within the age group of 10 to 16 and you want a place for them to go this summer where they can experience.
Does it say the cost? Or
it does not, but.
It has a website, and I believe it might say that on the website.
Well, I'm sure it does, but I'm just wondering if this is something, too, is that foundations can sponsor kids?
I believe absolutely.
Something like that.
They seem to be well connected with a lot of organizations. So.
I would think if you could do is take kids that are maybe from the city and don't have a chance. I'm not talking about inner city or anything, but just kids from the city.
Mm-hmm.
Your inner center.
There are kids that don't get a chance to do stuff like this.
Yeah, kids don't get a chance to get outside. What a great, great opportunity.
What a great opportunity for businesses to hear a story like this and just step up and say, I know a child, or I'm going to adopt a child and send them to camp.
They do that. They have that everywhere.
Yeah.
They have these adopt a child and send them to camps, different type camps. And
It's amazing one thing like that, such a small thing in perspective of your whole life, your business, your budget, that kind of thing. It's paying for somebody to go to camp that can significantly change a child's life forever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean,
and it can change your life forever.
Absolutely.
They see something that they've never been introduced to before, and then they realize this touches them.
Mm-hmm.
Even at a young age of 10. I mean, children can make up their minds at age 10. I mean, they've got reasoning abilities in to say, this is something I'd really like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a conservationist. I want to work out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You know what we use also, and in case, I mean, you all know this, but and our regular listeners, is that we use Enjoy Magazine. We just go through there, and we find different people to have on the show.
Because mm-hmm.
you have such interesting, groups of people. Like, we've had...
I'm glad that you've admitted that.
Well, we do. just like we use the Record Searchlight. I go, okay, this is what we found in the Record Searchlight, and then I take them to task. But with you all... You have such great articles. The only thing we do is, like the guys with the oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're giving them a call.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
but that's the nice thing about media and the differences that we have. Record Searchlight's news, we're storytellers. You guys are a combination of both. I mean, it's a different approach.
Yeah, and we get a chance then to take people that you all have just written about, so well. And have them come on and take an hour of that with, mm-hmm. with people, then being able to ask questions. Oh, how do you do this and this? And gosh, why did you start this? Those mm-hmm. kind of things where the newspaper will hit something and go on. And TV is a soundbite. I mean, that's just what they have to do. They mm-hmm. they give a 2-minute story, and that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
So anyway.
TV, yeah.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's great going on in the North State, one of your competition or your articles are mm-hmm. weighing in, and also some more articles from The Great magazine. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Redding. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis@solarpowerissmart.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, 8:53 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott, March 5th. This is our last segment
March
here.
D. What'd you call it?
March Cinco de Marcho.
Cinco de Marcho.
That's right. Cinco de Marcho.
We have just coined a new phrase.
You know, I can say that because every so often the Spanish channel just leans on us really hard when you get out a little bit further away from town. I'm not even sure where they're called. I think their station is someplace in Juarez, Mexico, and they broadcast with a million watts. Anyway, in fact, when they turn it on, satellites fall out of the sky.
Well, we just have a few minutes left, and we are with the folks from Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball, James Mazzotta, and we've been talking about what's happening in the March issue. Now, most of you who are loyal listeners know that the first Monday of every March, of every month, we bring in the folks from Enjoy and talk about what's happening with the issue. And you've got to get them now because they fly off the shelves and come about another week. You can't find them anywhere. So now's the
Amen,
time.
Amen, sister.
And it's fabulous. It's fabulous. Every now and then you just find like, oh, where'd those come from? So, okay. So what do we have next?
Well, I'd like to invite people to go to our website every so often. And every month we have a different poll. And last month we had the poll, Your Favorite Celebrities Come to Town for 24 Hours, and is counting on you to show them what makes the North State so great. Where would you take them and what would you do? So people gave us their answers to that, and there's some pretty good answers, but a lot of people said Whiskey Town Lake. So,
really? I mean after they were here on the show, right?
Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. So, but every month we have a poll. So right now the poll is of the 50 states, U.S. states, how many have you visited? And which one was your favorite? So go to our website, www.enjoymagazine.net, and tell us about it. It's in the enjoyable section. So
yeah. Have fun.
And also visit our website because, you know, we if you don't have the magazine or you can't get out and get it, or if it isn't mailed to you, whatever the scenario, you can read the current issue and all of our archived and back issues in a magazine format. So mm-hmm. you just go to, you click on the picture of the cover, and it'll take you to the section where you can do a search, even search for an article specifically. But you can either download it as a PDF, or there is a ebook kind of reader format that you can click on, and it will open up, and you
click the browse.
Yeah,
it
you
says can browse.
Browse, and uh-huh. you can read the magazine in its entirety.
You guys have a great calendar on there too about everything that's happening in the North State. If you are kind of not seeing something, go to Enjoy. In fact, I've actually called you, Rhonda, because somebody was confused with dates about something. They said, let me call Rhonda Ball. And so I went to you for information about, do you have the correct date on this event? So, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's go to Enjoy Magazine, of course, and find out what's going on as well as taking that poll. That would be interesting to mm-hmm. read what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
You're flipping through. You've got a couple more articles to share with us.
This issue is full of stories. We obviously, the woman that said that there was a great recipe. We do every month have a wonderful recipe brought to us by Lana Granforce, who writes that and also works in our store, so you can meet Lana directly if you want to swap kitchen stories, but it's a shepherd's pie. Mm. We also have a great story that's called Claim to Fame, Ingot, and the Afterthought Mine, which is out just east of Bella Vista, and it's a great story of that mine that sits in the hills. When you drive by, everybody wants to stop.
And it's Dottie Smith, and she's a historian, so she's
on the way to Bernie. Yeah. Isn't it? I think it's on the way to Bernie, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
299. So that's an awesome story, and I have actually gone by that several times and wished I could go play in it, but it probably is deadly. We have our What's in Store section. This month we're featuring Richard Lucas, and he's an author, and he has four novels in our store. So check that out.
Love it to be able to support the local authors.
Yep.
We have the Girl Scout. It's Girl Scouts' 100th birthday this year, so we have a great story about Girl Scouts, and it's
their big cookie sales are going on now.
Yep, and it's cookie sales time. So.
And then on our back page, we have our Nut and Honey Easter crates. So we're got our Easter crates ready for you in the store. So if you're looking for
We got to come by for that one. Great. Send those out to everybody that we are friends from afar and our family.
Local honey, local nuts.
Oh, lovely!
Beautiful plant. Making your Easter easy.
Okay, that's the Enjoy Store. Again, where are you located?
1475 Placer Street. We're in Suites C and D.
Right on the corner behind Spoon Me.
Uh-huh.
Right under the sign that says Enjoy.
Right there.
I know, but some people, you know, down by the Cascade, the street
right
from the Cascade. Yeah, it's downtown. So
the we
don't
always
be shy.
Always enjoy having you all on.
We always love being here.
And this is just, you know, you all have so much to be proud of with this magazine, and we're proud of you all.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things too is before we leave, I just like to do a shout out to Don Hawks. Diane Hawks is our is the woman that does all of our scheduling and all this, and she's always a smile on her face, just a really, really nice people.
She's got a sweet soul.
And she does, and so does Don, her husband. And Don had a 5-way bypass
on Friday.
Wow.
And Thursday or Friday, and he's doing well. But we just want to do a shout out and say, Diane, that we're all thinking about you. Our prayers are with you all, we're so glad that Don's doing so
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, the miracle of medicine today.
Mm-hmm.
To think that Wednesday, you know, he had, I guess you would call it. I don't
By
know.
By the way,
attack,
his first sign was pain in his jaw. He had no pain anywhere else.
Yikes!
Just his pain in his jaw.
Wow.
So. That is one of the symptoms, by the way. So just, you know, anyway, we've got to run tomorrow. Rob Burrows, we're going to be talking about the museum. We're going to be talking about the Boondocker Ball. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that impact on us here in the North State, as
usual.
Thank you
so much,
Thanks
Ron.
Thank
you, James. Appreciate it. Enjoy magazine.
Yeah, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Gonna stand my...